the restaurant who hired a fake priest to extract sin confessions has got to pay up. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 20th day of June. Thanks for being with us, and it's good to be back after the Monday holiday of Juneteenth. Media versus media? It is a big story. Tesla is winning when it comes to the charger issue. Ready for some good used car and inflation news? We've got some. Walmart and Sam's Club announce a game-changing addition. Wealthy shoppers turn to Aldi and dollar stores. What made that possible? We'll share. We've got the Wall Street Report, and big companies are lifting pay. The news? We got it next.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. Great to be back with you after the Juneteenth holiday. Wall Street was closed, banks were closed, no postal service, and we were out as well. Hey, we are back, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, here's a story for you about a restaurant chain ordered to pay $140,000 in back wages. Why? Well, they hired a fake priest to extract confessions from workers. We're not making this up. CNN is reporting that an employee testified that owner Che Grabaldi, who operates two locations of Grabaldi restaurants in Northern California, hired a fake priest to hear confessions during work hours and, quote, get the sins out, end quote, including asking them if they've ever been late for work, stolen money from the restaurant, or had bad intentions toward their employer. Under oath, an employee of Grabaldi's explained that the restaurant offered a supposed priest to hear their workplace sins, while other employees reported that a manager falsely claimed that the immigration issue would be raised by the investigation of the Labor Department. The Catholic Diocese of Sacramento confirmed that they found no evidence of any connection between the fake priest and their diocese. Grabaldi and three other restaurant owners and operators were ordered to pay $140,000 in back wages and damages to 35 employees. The restaurant will also have to pay $5,000 in civil penalties. Gannett, the largest newspaper publisher in the United States, is suing Google, alleging the tech giant holds a monopoly over the digital ad market space. CNN is reporting that the lawsuit is seeking unspecified damages. Gannett argues in court that Google and its parent company, Alphabet, controls how publishers buy and sell ads online. Google controls about a quarter of the U.S. digital advertising market, with Meta, Amazon, and TikTok combining for another third, according to eMarketer. News publishers and other websites combine for the roughly other 40%. Big tech's share of the market is beginning to erode slightly, but Google remains by far the largest individual player. That means publishers often rely, at least in part, on Google's advertising technology to support their operations. Gannett says Google controls 90% of the ad market for publishers. Google answers with the quote, "Their numbers are just plain wrong." We shall see. The market rally stalled out today as the major indexes finished down, being led by the Dow. Those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. So why create your own when you can partner with Tesla to charge your brand's EVs? Recently, we reported that Ford and GM had both signed on to use Tesla chargers for their EVs, and now Rivian is joining them. The company, backed by Amazon, said that starting in 2025, it will produce vehicles that use the Tesla-style charging ports. The company says that by next spring, Rivian owners will be able to use adapters to access Tesla's supercharger network with its roughly 12,000 fast charging stations throughout the U.S. and Canada. Speaking of charging stations, Walmart and Sam's Club, they want in on the action. The Cool Down is reporting that the two retail giants have announced they will build charging stations at thousands of locations across the country. The company said that with a store or club located within 10 miles of approximately 90% of Americans, it is uniquely positioned to deliver a convenient charging option that will help make EV ownership possible, whether people live in rural, suburban, or in urban areas. Already, 280 Walmart and Sam's Club locations in the U.S. offer nearly 1,300 fast charging stations for EVs. But this development is a huge game changer and driver of traffic for Walmart and Sam's Club. Well, it's being reported that a collapse in the used car market could push the central bank's target inflation number to below 2%. MarketWatch is reporting that according to Fundstrat economist Tom Lee, a steady decline in used car prices could have a lasting effect on moving future inflation readings lower and towards the Federal Reserve's long-term 2% target rate. Lee's pointed out that the closely watched Manheim Used Vehicle Value Index fell 3.2% in the first 2 weeks of June and is down 9.4% from the end of June of 2022. And that's a sharp decline in a short period of time, with the recent data tracking at an annualized decline rate of, get this, 72% if the ongoing price drop persists at the same rate. Because used vehicles have been an outsized impact on inflation going up, it goes to figure that falling prices will also reduce U.S. inflation, and quickly. Stay tuned. We've pointed out in the past how some wealthy shoppers are turning to food stores like Aldi and dollar stores. First, it was all about saving money and not really admitting they were shopping at discount chains. Now, says the Wall Street Journal, they are no longer hiding the fact because the stigma is gone. One discount shopper who makes $200,000 a year told the Journal that, hey, a carrot is a carrot. Aldi U.S. reported last year that it had seen a rise in middle and higher income shoppers, while Dollar Tree CEO Rick Dreling said at the company's May earnings call that more people earning $80,000 a year had been visiting its stores. Dollar General CFO Kelly Diltz said that earlier this month, the chain had retained a significant number of customers in higher income brackets. This is a trend that higher-priced grocery chains should be paying attention to, and quickly. Investors are once again focusing on the central bank and upcoming comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. All of that focus caused the rally of last week to sputter. The Dow ended the day at 34,053, down by 245 points, while the Nasdaq lost 22 points to end the session at 13,667, and the broad market S&P 500 finished the short week trade today at 43.88, down by 20 points. At news time, West Texas Intermediate crude fell by $1.06 to finish the day at $70.87 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with raising pay levels. You know, one of the concerns the Fed has had all along is raising pay, because they say that impacts inflation. Well, now the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the tight labor market helped raise salaries at most S&P 500 companies last year, even with hot inflation and layoffs. Pay at 278 firms rose in 2022, with 100 of those giving their workers raises of 10% or more, and that's around the same as the prior year, according to the journal's analysis of MyLogIQ data. Real estate investment company Vicky Properties topped the list with a median annual salary of $415,000, and while both Meta and Google parent Alphabet have announced thousands of job cuts this year, Meta placed second at $300,000. Alphabet, which was number one in 2021, dropped to third place with a median salary of $280,000. So yes, corporations are very aware that to retain good talent, you gotta pay them. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.